Mark in chapter 12 and verse 41. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and saith unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. May God bless the further reading. I didn't really mean to speak here today at all, but the course the meeting has taken, and it seemed no one else was going to move. This little passage came very forcibly before my mind for a number of reasons. The first thing that I want us to notice really is in verse number 41. When it comes, you see, brethren and sisters, to giving, I wouldn't be competent to measure what you have given. I'm not just talking about monetary giving now. I wouldn't be competent to measure what you have given and are giving. But there's one who is. And this verse tells us that Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld. This word tells me that he just didn't look. He went on looking. He was looking at how. That tells us that there was real observation here on the part of the Savior. He's sitting right over where the people give. Sitting over against the treasure, and he's beholding. You see, he's watching and he's measuring, and he knows how much is given. And one of the real lessons in this passage isn't only what was given, it was what was withheld. He measured what was given by what was withheld. Savior, thy dying love thou gavest me, nor should I aught withhold, my Lord, from thee. In love my soul would bow, my heart fulfill its vow. Some offering bring thee now, something for thee. I want you to notice something else. In verse number 41, we have this word, many. Many. Many that were rich. It says that they cast in much. But in contrast to the many, you see, this was Passover time. There would have been multitudes going past the treasury casting in. And there were many. But thank God that my Lord can see one. One. For that's really what the meaning is in verse 42. There came a poor widow. I want you to think about this woman. She's a solitary woman. I take it she came alone. There came one. Never mind the multitudes. I want to say a word to you, dear sisters, today. The Lord knows about the magnanimity of your giving. And it's not always the big man, etc. You know, really, I sometimes wonder when it comes to the judgment seat of Christ and we go through His evaluation and His assessment. You know, we just had a conversation very recently. Exactly, my wife and I driving yesterday to Lahr. We were saying, in a measure, It's more costly for sisters sometimes to bear reproach in this world. Do you know why? Because you're not prepared to go in with the ultra fashions of this world in regard to bedecking yourself and adornment and so on. But I want to tell you, the Lord knows all about that cost. He knows everything about it. I'm maybe widening it out a little bit when I speak about Him sitting over against the treasury. He knows all you've done for Him. And here's a woman, and she's just alone. You see, I love the words, oh, the Savior, He is so particular, really. A certain one, just one. Now, I don't know what I'm talking about. Now, don't misunderstand me. I know nothing about widowhood. We've been hearing, indeed, about from our brother Baker here. You see, dear brother Craig, tell him to come in, for he'd been through all those circumstances. You know, there's something. I do visit people who are sick and maybe those who are widowed, and I learn a little bit about it, but there's a loneliness about it. And the Lord knew this woman's alone. She's one, and she's something more. She's poor. She could have stayed away from the treasury, you might think. We've been hearing that in our Bible readings. Those Macedonians, you know, their poverty. 2 Corinthians 8. Is it about verse 2? Oh, their great poverty. Do you know what Paul wrote? The riches of their liberality. This woman, she's not only lonely, she's poor. Let me say this. I wonder, brethren and sisters, have we a care for those in the assembly who are in trying and difficult circumstances? Do you ever think of someone maybe in need, just living alone, and they're going to put the key in the door and in the go, and it's a long day and it's a long night? But the Lord took cognizance of this dear woman, a certain poor widow. You know, it's very remarkable what we read here. She cast in 2 mites. That was the left, and I understand that was the smallest Greek coin you could get. And she had 2 of them. And they made a farthing. That's the smallest Roman coin you could get. And my Bible says she cast in 2 mites, which make a farthing. Oh, and the Lord is going to build a monumental lesson around this. He calls the disciples. They couldn't have been too far away. And I'll tell you what's more. When he was teaching them, the woman hadn't left. No, because he said to them here in verse number 43, he said, "Verily I say unto you, this poor widow." In other words, she was still there. Here's a woman. Maybe you never thought of it, sister. Sometimes you could be a model for the rest of us in your giving. For Christ and to Christ. This poor widow hath cast more in. Now I want to tell you, that is totally contrary to the values of this world. I used to be in a church system where every year they published the financial report, and you would have seen how much every family gave. And they loved, you know, they just loved in that church, if I might call it that, to see their name heading the list with the largest amount. They, you see, that's not how the Lord measures. To think of our time, have we not heard from our beloved brother? I was hoping we'd hear some of these visitors, for I haven't heard them before. What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? You see, the giving of time is a major issue. It's one of, in a sense, the scarcest resource and the most demanded resource we have. This poor widow hath cast more in. Oh, look at this. Than all they which cast into the treasury. You know, that word for much, I take it among other things, it means there's a lot of noise when those big fellas gave. Now they liked that. They liked it to be known what they were doing. But here's what I want you to notice. And I'm going to finish. It's a long time since I came to a conference where we had such brief messages, and I think there's a volume of a lesson for all of us in it. It's all right if you're a week's ministry, you can really develop a subject, but this is maybe the sort of forum for messages that are short and pithy and to the heart and to the point. Well, maybe all ministries should be that, but here's what I want you to notice before I get done. I'm not going to keep you late either. I want you to notice verse 44. It's the last bit of this verse that really melts my heart, for I'm not claiming to know anything of this woman's experience. Here's what the Lord Jesus said. She, of her want, did cast in all that she had, even all her living. Here's what I want you to notice. There's great emphasis. You see that there came. There's great emphasis there on her approach. Her approach. There came one poor widow. I want you to notice her departure. I want you to think of that. You could say to this woman, could I have a look in your purse? It's empty. You see, brethren and sisters, and I'm not just talking about material giving. Don't misunderstand me. You know what happened? The little shahad, I'm speaking about a person, I'm bringing it into contemporary language. You know what happened? She put her hand in her purse. I'll use it this way for Christ. What she had in her purse was in her hand. And what she put in her hand from her purse finished in the treasury. This woman went home, a true woman of faith. She had to, because she had given all to God. Oh, may God help us. And you, beloved young saints, it just warms my heart to see these young believers. Don't waste your time building in this world. The Lord's coming, and time is short. Put all on the altar for God.